USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof that a lack of competition in the market costs the average family about $5,000 a year. Biden once again saying capitalism without competition is not capitalism. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine,
which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The White House is attacking the anti-vaccination movement along with free speech.
We are well aware that there is a loud and vocal minority empowered through social media and media platforms that proliferate disinformation.
Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling the message of the anti-vaccination movement wrong and dangerous. Psaki noting more than 210 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID. New York City is spending more to run its mass transit system than just about any city in the world. That's according to the Metro Transportation Authority's own report, which was mandated by state lawmakers in 2019. It compared New York with other major international cities like Paris, London, and Taiwan. It found that in some cases, the MTA's costs to operate trains and buses were twice as high. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Former NBC sportscaster Bob Costas, who has covered 12 Olympic Games as a host and commentator, did not hold back on CNN when discussing the challenges journalists will face during the Beijing Winter Olympics next month.
The IOC deserves all of the disdain and disgust that comes their way for going back to China yet again. They were in Beijing in 2008. They go to Sochi in 2014. They're shameless about this stuff. The restrictions on press freedom and the sense that everyone there is being monitored in some way. We had that feeling in 2008 in Beijing. I think, if anything, it's been ramped up now. And it isn't just NBC, any network that broadcasts big sports events is simultaneously in a position, it's quasi-journalistic at best. You're reporting a news event and what surrounds it in the case of the Olympics. It isn't just what's confined to one game in a stadium. You're reporting on an event, but you're also promoting the event.
The United Arab Emirates is making a troubling announcement once again.
The United Arab Emirates says it intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi early Monday. It's the second attack in a week that targeted the capital. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.